God's richest peace be yours this evening. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. If you would, and I don't know if all of you will, and that's okay, we can still be friends. But if you would, for just a moment, could you put your hands in front of you? Just for a moment, it won't hurt. Other people are going to do it too, if peer pressure helps. But let your pinkies touch and kind of put your hand flat if you can. And I want you to imagine what it feels like to hold this pewter platter. We've got this picture here. Rob's going to get up for me just a second. And you've seen this before, right? Some of you have seen this. Some of you have probably held it. Some of you probably have it even right now in your home. It's buried in one of your cupboards. It's underneath the pizza dish and the cookie trays and that kind of ceramic stoneware thing you use for green bean casserole. This little pewter platter, I want you to feel what it feels like right now. Imagine what it feels like in your hands. It's about an inch and a half deep. Yeah, it's 6 inches by 9 inches. It weighs about a pound. For reference, it's about the same weight as a kind of a large ceramic coffee mug. Can you feel what a large ceramic coffee mug? It's about a pound, what it feels like in your hands. I want you to feel kind of the smooth metallic texture. And if you would now, kind of shift the weight just onto one hand. So you're going to hold this 1 pound platter with one hand. And with your other hand, kind of let the fingers kind of skate across the surface. If it helps to close your eyes, you can close your eyes. But can you kind of feel the grooves in that platter? Can you let your fingers touch the indentation where the lettering is? Can you feel that? And you can let your fingers kind of go across the engraving right in the center where there's that farm scene. Can you feel the ridges and all the bumps of the wheat being harvested? All right, go back to two hands now. You're holding your platter. It's made of pewter. It's 6 inches by 9 inches. It's got some weight to it. Now, and if you would, imagine with me, instead of just an empty pewter tray, what if there's a dense loaf, still steaming, a freshly baked bread on top? That's a little heavier now. It's a little bit heavier, but you can feel the warmth coming off the loaf. And more than that, the scent is just like emanating from your hands. It kind of wafts up to your nose and then your nostrils and down into your heart. And that fragrance of daily provision is just filling the room from your hands. And the weight of it all, the weight of that platter, the weight of the loaf of the bread, the weight of the fragrance of provision, it's all right there in your open hands. You can set your platter down now if you want. Come on. Give us this day our daily bread. The disciples said, "Lord, teach us to pray." And Jesus said, "When you pray, say, 'Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.'" And we enter into this prayer. And as we do, we remove the sandals from our feet, recognizing that we're stepping onto holy ground as the presence of God meets us. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done right here on earth, just as it is in heaven. And like that blind beggar sitting by the side of the road waiting for light from above, so in this prayer, we seek, we ask, we invite, we pray that God's creation restoring, that God's creation perfecting kingdom would light upon our lives. And we pray, give us this day our daily bread. Give us this day our daily bread is a challenging petition to pray. The word petition is a fancy old church word for like specific prayer request. So the Lord's Prayer is broken up into various petitions. This is a challenging petition for us to pray. And it's challenging to pray because most of us have plenty of food. Most of us have a pantry, like literally a room in your home full of food. Most of us have a refrigerator that is, it's so full of food, if I want something in the back, I gotta like unload for 10 minutes and then repack it. There's just, there's so much there, especially when my mother-in-law's in town. I don't know how she gets so much food in the fridge. It's unbelievable. So we've got a pantry full of food. We've got a refrigerator full of food. We've got like the freezer that got to root around through full of food. And some of us also have a whole nother freezer out in the garage, also full of food. And so most of us aren't anxious or wondering where our next meal is going to come from. But that's not true for everybody. There are plenty of people who are going to be sleeping in tents and huddled against a brick wall or in the back of their vehicle tonight, wondering where their next meal will come from. And so it's challenging to pray, give us this day our daily bread, when I know already that I've got my daily bread. It's not a question for most of us. And honestly, for my family of five, I'm pretty confident that we could live for a month straight, if not more, on the food that we have at our home right now. And so what does it mean for us to pray, give us this day our daily bread, if I've already got a month stored up? This is a challenging petition to pray. Give us this day our daily bread. It's challenging to pray because not only do I have a lot of food, I also work pretty hard. I mean, some days. I mean, usually just once a week, right? And now throw an hour on Wednesday. But, you know, there are seasons at least where I'm working pretty hard. I mean, I joke, but I do. I work hard. And I earn a paycheck. And you know what? I buy my bread. I buy my daily bread with the money that I earned by working hard. And not once in the thousands of times that I've prayed the Lord's Prayer, not once has God answered this petition by causing a loaf of bread to miraculously appear out of nothing on the table. It hasn't happened. The bread that I'm eating, I bought with my money that I worked for. And God himself says in 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, if a man shall not work, he shall not eat. It's in the Bible. So what does it mean for us then to pray, give us this day our daily bread? And I love this image because it highlights the difficulty, at least one of my difficulties. It kind of juxtaposes these two ideas of receiving and earning. And it kind of mashes them together in this one little pewter platter that many of us have seen and held and own even right now. Because at the top and the bottom of this platter, you can see the old-fashioned font. You know, it's just kind of like this heartwarming old-school words of Jesus, give us this day our daily bread. You know, and it's just beautiful. And it's got that same feeling of the old guy, the painting, you know, the old guy who's kind of bald with the white hair and he's got the loaf of bread. You know, just that classic image of it. Just, it warms your heart to see that old man with his loaf of bread. It warms your heart to see that font. God, give us this day our daily bread. Thank you for the generosity that you have and you provide. And then between those two lines of text, right in the middle, you've got a farmer working, presumably pretty hard. I mean, I've never been a farmer. I garden a little bit. But But my understanding is that most farmers in most of human history have worked a whole lot harder than I have, physically speaking, for their daily bread. I mean, I can say I work hard, but I'm not out there sweating like these guys are. And so you have this challenging petition of the Lord's Prayer, give us this day our daily bread. You have a spiritual prayer about a physical need that asks God to give us what he tells us we're supposed to work for. This is a hard petition to pray. And on top of all of that, daily bread doesn't just mean daily bread. Daily bread includes everything that has to do with the support and needs of the body, such as food, drink, shoes and clothing, house, home, land, animals, money, goods, devout husband or wife, devout children, devout workers, devout and faithful rulers, good government, good weather, health, peace, good reputation, self-control, good friends, faithful neighbors, and the like. Daily bread is this big category of all the things we need to have an earthly physical life. And at the same time, daily bread is never just about daily bread. It's got this spiritual and eternal component to it. Jesus himself says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. Jesus himself says, do not labor for food that will not endure, but labor for the food that lasts for eternity. Jesus himself says, the bread of God. This is such a crazy phrase in the Gospel of John. Jesus says, the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven to give life to the world. Jesus himself says, I am the bread of life. Jesus takes bread, gives thanks, breaks it, gives it to his disciples, and says, take and eat. This is my body. Give us this day our daily bread. It's a prayer request, a petition, that we would have enough food for today. It's asking that God would provide enough sustenance in my life that I can make it till tomorrow, that I would have enough for today. And if you're someone who hasn't ever wrestled with that question of will you have enough for today, will you actually eat before you go to bed tonight, if you've never had to face that, then this petition gives you an occasion to give thanks to God, to thank God for the blessings that it's so easy to take for granted. Give us this day our daily bread. Also is a prayer that invites us to see how God is at work. It's true, God doesn't typically make bread appear out of nothing, though I think he could. I believe he could. But that's not typically how he does it. Instead, give us this day our daily bread allows us to see how do we get our daily bread, how do we earn our bread, and with that buy our bread. Well, it's God works through things like your eyes and your nose and your ears and your reason and your senses and your body parts and through your calling and through your neighbors and through your neighbors' callings and through broken government systems and infrastructure. God gives us our daily bread working through your callings, other people's callings, and in seemingly infinite ways as he is at work in this web of the world. There's a book I've got on my queue right now Sometimes, you ever see a book that you don't need to read because you read the back of it, and you're like, well, that's the whole book. I'm going to share a book with you that I haven't read, but I think I've read the whole book. There's a book called A Thousand Thanks, Thanks a Thousand. Oh, I can't think of the name right now. It's either Thanks a Thousand or Thousands of Thanks. And it's a guy who said, I'm going to thank every single person who's had a hand in my morning cup of coffee. And it was this like year-long expedition where he flew all around the world and just met thousands of people just to get a cup of coffee. So when we think about your daily bread, that's a whole nother 30-minute sermon I could give right now, but we'll just hang on to that for now. But I'll let your mind wander. I bet in 2 hours, you couldn't come up with half the people who've had a hand in your actual loaf of daily bread. God works through so many callings and vocations and people around you to provide. And so this prayer, give us this day our daily bread, allows us to see, not just waiting for the miraculous loaf to appear, but to see our neighbors and to see our own callings as the ways at which God is at work in the world. And I suspect wherever you buy your actual loaf of bread, there are probably days when the person behind the cash register isn't as nice as they could be. Maybe they're a little bit grumpy. Maybe it's a part-time job. Maybe they talk too long with the person in front of you. But I suspect if you were for a moment to see that person behind the cash register as an instrument of God, that this is one person in this chain of thousands of people through which God is working to give you your bread, I wonder if that would change how I treated them. Maybe I would see them in their role a bit differently. So give us this day our daily bread. It's a prayer that we would have enough. It's an invitation to see the ways at which God is at work in this kind of infinite web of people that he's orchestrating all of it for your provision. And give us this day our daily bread. It is a call to trust in Jesus evermore. Jesus is the bread of life. Jesus is the resurrection and the life. And so through Jesus, through faith in Jesus, your physical body, like it or not, this is you. I mean, this is you, this is me, that's you. But through Jesus and through faith in Jesus, your physical body that breathes, maybe extra pollen right now and other things that you don't want to be breathing in, but your physical body that breathes and drinks and eats and chews, that physical body through faith in Jesus will be raised on the last day to physically live forever. So for just a second, if you would, you don't have to, but if you'd take up your platter again. Feel the weight of it. Feel the smooth pewter. Feel it get a little heavier when there's a loaf of bread in it. Feel the heat coming off it and the steam rising up. And I don't know what your favorite kind is. I'm imagining a sourdough right now. Let that sourdough, if you're hungry, you should have come earlier. Let that sourdough scent kind of fill your lungs and give you a little bit of joy. And even in your imagination right now, if you can kind of feel the physicality of this, the tangibleness of that little platter, let that physicality and that tangibleness, that's not a word, but go with it, let that tangibleness be a reminder to not overly spiritualize this petition. But to actually feel the weight of the stuff of this world and to see God as the one who provides for us in it, both now and forever. You can hold it if you want, or you can set it down if you want. This petition, give us this day our daily bread, it trains us to be receptive. Give us this day our daily bread is a petition, a prayer request within the Lord's Prayer that is training us to be receptive to the giving of the Lord. Because he gives today.
and the next day, and the next day, and the next day. We live life one day at a time, and you can make plans for a year from now, and that's great, and you can make plans for 10 years from now, and that's great, but we live one day at a time, and God provides for our physical well-being today, and the next day, and the next day, until the last day, and then the next day after that, and for all the days, for all eternity. And so this petition now is training us and getting us in the practice for what eternity will be. Because God's provision is not just for now in this life, and then once we die and move on, we'll take it from here, God. No, in Christ, we are forever receiving. In Christ, we will be forever receiving. All that we have and all that we are and all that we will be and all that we ever shall have is gift. It's God's provision. On that last day, we go one day at a time, but on that last day when Christ returns and in the day after that in the new creation that God will inaugurate when he raises all the dead, on that last day and in the new creation, I don't think it's going to be as different from today as we often imagine. We will still be forever receiving. We will still be physical, beloved creatures of God. I think one of the biggest differences is we're not going to have clenched fists in anger. And we're not going to have wrung hands worrying about where our next meal might come from or if we're going to be able to finance the next big purchase. And we're not going to be just clutching our possessions in fear that we're not going to have enough. I think the biggest difference will be that our faith will be sight. And we will see with perfect clarity, with perfect vision, how our open hands are filled with God's abundant provision. Give us this day our daily bread. This day and the next day and the next day until the last day. And then the next day, and the next day, and the next day. To the glory of our Savior Jesus, may we see and believe and hold fast. Amen.